We have seen that in a digital age, we need many more people with advanced level intellectual skills. This applies right through the system, not just in universities, but in schools and colleges. I'll come back to that in a moment. But what it means is that we need to bring as many students as possible into the system and help them succeed. Also, there's an equity issue here that all learners need to be accommodated in one way or the other, so that they all can maximize their potential if possible. But diversity means more personalization of the teaching and learning. One size doesn't fit all, so we have to find ways of accommodating people with different levels of need and levels of ability. Again, we can use technology to help match teaching methods to these diverse individual needs, and we can help you. We can use technology to help personalize the learning so that people can work at their own pace and still achieve the same goals. And I'll discuss some of the teaching methods and technologies that allow this to happen later in the book. On the last question, question four, have we got the balance right between a vocational and academic post-secondary education? I think this is one area where Canada has got it right. The Canadian community college system, including its polytechnics, serve as many students as the universities do in Canada, and the quality of these institutions is very high. Many of the courses are at university level in the sense that they do provide some of those high-level intellectual skills that will be required even in the trades areas, or especially in the trades areas. And also, there are many ways to transfer out of the community college system or continue from the community college system into the university system to increase or improve qualifications. So what we're seeing now, though, even in the community colleges, that all students now to develop 21st century skills, especially in the trades area. Tradespeople increasingly are becoming self-employed, and so they need business and commercial skill and communication skills, as well as technical skills. So again, we're seeing that the challenge of developing the skills needed applies across all sectors of the education system.